President Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un both have said they're game for a second face-to-face meeting. Hard to imagine that just a year ago. There's another world leader who has said he wants a meeting with Kim, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. There's just one condition. North Korea has to come clean on something that still haunts Japan, the abduction of Japanese citizens in the 70s and 80s. Ibi Caputo recently spoke with the brother of one of the abductees about the fight for his sister's return.
Takuya Yokota was 9 years old in 1977 when his sister, Megumi, disappeared. She was 13.
It was in the evening. Usually she would have come home and we would have had dinner together. But that day, she didn't come home. My brother and I were watching TV, but no matter how long we waited, she did not come home.
Yokota and his brother eventually went out to look for Megumi. She'd had badminton practice that afternoon. They walked to the junior high school to see if she was still there. They even checked an abandoned building to see if maybe she was hiding.
We suspected maybe she had some kind of accident on her way home, or maybe she was involved in some incident or something terrible. We even wondered if she had killed herself, but there was just no clue whatsoever of what happened.
After that day, home became a very grim place.
I couldn't understand why she was not coming home. Seeing my mother and father, they looked so desolate, we didn't even know whether it was all right to ask them. And when we were at school, some of the other children would jeer at us and say, "Why is your sister missing?"
Megumi Yokota is one of the 17 Japanese citizens that Japan maintains were abducted by North Korean agents between 1977 and 1983. North Korea has acknowledged kidnapping 13 Japanese people in order to teach Japanese to North Korean spies. Five returned home in 2002. The others were said to be dead, including Yokota's sister. North Korea sent bones as proof, but the Japanese government claims these bones aren't hers. North Korea also issued a death certificate for Megumi. Her brother shows me a copy of it.
According to this, my sister died in 1993. But the five abductees who were returned to Japan told us they saw her after that.
Yokota and his family are active in an association of relatives of the abducted Japanese. He says the North Koreans issued other fake death certificates, and they're all just childish lies. While relations between North Korea and the U.S. and South Korea continue to defrost, a rift remains between Tokyo and Pyongyang.
For sure, we are not saying that those who are really dead return to Japan.
Hitoshi Tanaka is a former deputy minister of foreign affairs. He's known for engineering the 2002 summit between the leaders of Japan and North Korea that led to the return of five of the abducted Japanese. I spoke with him this past summer, shortly after the meeting in Singapore between Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un. And by the way, Tanaka is affiliated with the group that funded my reporting trip. He says what is needed is a thorough investigation into the whereabouts of all of the abductees.
People in Japan say that we cannot trust North Korea. North Korea may come up with false information, right? In that case, we need to be doing this investigation as a joint exercise.
North Korea opened an investigation in 2014 in exchange for lifting of Japanese sanctions. But less than 2 years later, Pyongyang shut it down after Japan reinstated sanctions following a North Korean rocket launch. As for Takuya Yokota, he says North Korea doesn't need to investigate.
They are the ones who abducted our family members, and they know exactly where these people are.
Yokota says the family members do not have any rights to diplomacy or military action. All they have, he says, are the power of words.
I think this is something everyone can understand. If something happened to your brother or sister or mother, you would do your best to rescue them.
That's why Yokota continues to tell his sister's story and to visit Washington, D.C. to enlist the help of U.S. officials. He was even part of a delegation that met President Trump in November 2017. A few months before that meeting, at his speech before the U.N. General Assembly, Trump spoke about a sweet 13-year-old Japanese girl who was kidnapped by North Korea. That was the same speech when he called Kim Jong-un Rocket Man. But Trump made no mention of the abductees during his speech at the UN last week. He thanked Chairman Kim for his courage and for the steps he's taking, adding that much work remains to be done. For The World, I'm Ibi Caputo.
Ibi's story was supported by the Japan Center for International Exchange.